me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Shimmy and Bimmy were best friends. They were what we call two peas in a pod. Something that they shared was their love of bikes. They spent hours and hours riding their bicycles together. They would read books about bicycles. They would also love to read about different kinds of jumps and stunts and tricks that you could do with bikes. They even had bicycle cars and they would trade with one another. Shimmy and Bimmy lived in different apartment buildings, but their passion for bicycles brought them together. Twice a year, there was a special bike show that their parents allowed them to watch. It was a highlight for them. There was a fall bike show and a spring bike show. And these shows had dazzling tricks and flips and stunts. And they loved to watch it live. This fall, it was Shimmy's turn to host at his house. So Bimmy excitedly rode his bike over to Shimmy's apartment building. And he had a bag of popcorn kernels slung over the handlebars because that was part of their ritual. They would pop popcorn in a microwave and then they would eat the popcorn while they would watch the special bike show. Oh, they spent so much time planning for this big event. And their mothers even said that they could have a little extra popcorn this time. As Bimmy entered Shimmy's apartment, he realized that something was wrong. Is everything okay, Shimmy? Well, I was just trying to turn on the screen, and it seems like it's broken. It's all black, and it's not lighting up. They pulled the plug out. They put the plug in. They tried pressing all different buttons. The screen would not turn on. Oh no, this exciting bike show plan that they had was deflating. Almost like a tire that was punctured and becoming flat. The only thing that was left for them to watch was the popcorn popping show. Well, they put the popcorn in the microwave oven and they tried to watch it and make it as exciting as they could. They said, wow, look at this score. 342 popped kernels to 14. That didn't pop, but that wasn't quite exciting enough for them. And they were feeling a little disappointed. And Shimmy's mom came in to the room where they were and she said, you guys look so sad. What's going on? And Shimmy said, Mom, the screen isn't working. That's so disappointing, said Shimmy's mom. Let's see, let's try to think if we could think of some kind of a solution. And Shimmy said, Mom, what do you think about my asking Mrs. Schwartz, who lives right across the hall, if we could watch it at her apartment? And Shimmy's mom said, what a very good solution you thought of. So Shimmy and Bimmy walked across the hall and knocked on the door. Who is it? Asked Mrs. Schwartz. Mrs. Schwartz was 96 years old. She was a friendly, lovely neighbor. Hi, it's Shimmy and my friend Bimmy. Oh, of course, let me let you in. Mrs. Schwartz, we're wondering if we might be able to watch the bike show at your apartment. And she said, boys, I'd love for you to be able to watch the bike show. I'm about to go in for my afternoon nap, and I'm a very light sleeper, but I'll be so happy to share my screen with you. You could carry it across the hall, plug it in your house, and watch your show there, and then just bring it back when you come home. Shimmy and Bimmy were delighted with their idea. Mrs. Schwartz said, I guess one of you could carry the screen, and the other one can hold the doors open. Oh, that sounds like a good plan. Bimmy said, I'll pick up the screen. And Shimmy, if you could hold the door, that would be great. So Bimmy bent down and picked
picked up the screen, and oh, it was heavy. He said, "Shimmy, this is heavy. Oh boy, I can barely see over it. I'm gonna really need your help here with the doors. Whoa. Whoa, wait. Could you also direct me a little bit? I want to make sure that I don't bang into anything." Shimmy was not happy with his job. "Really? Directing him? Holding the doors? Really?" At that very moment, Shimmy heard Mrs. Schwartz say, "Who's ready for a tuna and pickle sandwich?" Shimmy said, "I am! I am!" And he ran off to the kitchen to get a sandwich, leaving Bimmy struggling with the TV. He suddenly heard a loud thump. He rushed out of the kitchen and he saw his friend Bimmy, his best friend Bimmy, holding up the screen. His nose was practically glued to it to avoid bumping into the walls. Oh, Shimmy realized that he had made a mistake. Here was Bimmy trying to carry the screen so carefully so that they can go watch this special bike show. And Shimmy was making it so much harder for him. "Here, here, let me get the door for you." He opened up the door, helped his friend, and they carefully navigated through the hallway. "Move a little bit to the left, move a little bit to the right," Shimmy said to Bimmy, because he couldn't see over the screen. "You did it, great job." The boys plugged in the screen, sat down on the couch, took their bag of popcorn, and really enjoyed watching the bike show. The stunts, the tricks were just absolutely incredible. And there was still a half hour left for them to watch. When the show was over, Shimmy looked at Bimmy and said, "Bimmy, I learned such an important lesson today. I have to tell you that when you picked carrying the screen and I was going to hold the door, I was feeling a little jealous. I was feeling like you got the better job than me. But what I learned is that teamwork, not jealousy, teamwork is what brings about success. Imagine if you would have had to carry it all alone without anybody holding the door. It would have been a disaster. Each of us had an important role to play, just like the different parts of a bicycle." "Yes," said Bimmy, "you're right. Like the handlebars help you steer." And Shimmy said, "Yes." "And the wheels keep you rolling." And Bimmy said, "And the brakes keep you safe by helping you stop." "And when they all work together," said Shimmy, "that's what makes an amazing ride possible." Shimmy and Bimmy traded cards for the next half hour, until they knew that Mrs. Schwartz would be up from her nap. Bimmy looked at Shimmy and said, "Shimmy, you carry the screen this time, and I'll hold the door, and I'm here to help you in any way that I can." And the boys returned the screen to Mrs. Schwartz, and they set it back up and plugged it in. Mrs. Schwartz said, "Don't forget, I have sandwiches for you, the delicious pickled tuna ones." The boys sat down in her kitchen, washed, enjoyed the delicious sandwiches, and smiled at one another and at Mrs. Schwartz, realizing that acts of kindness and teamwork and a passion for bicycles are a magnificent recipe for a fun afternoon for friends. In this week's Parsha, Parsha Bamidbar, it's the beginning of a new Sefer, a new book of the Torah called Bamidbar. We learn about how the Jewish people camped in the desert in the Midbar, how they set it up. We learn about the special jobs that Shevet Levi, the tribe of Levi, the Kohanim and the Levim, had in the Mishkan and in the Beit HaMikdash at a later time. And somebody might think, "Hey, that's not fair. I'm jealous. How come the Kohen or the Levi gets a special job and I don't?" Just like Shimmy and Bimmy, it's so important to keep in mind that everybody has their job and their role, and their job is important. And when we put everybody's jobs together, and when everybody does their part of the job, that is how we come together and can serve Hashem in the best possible way. I hope that our efforts to have this perspective, to look at different jobs and different roles in this way, will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!